I believe it's one of those games where, you know, whenever you accomplish something like that, you know, it definitely feels good. But at the end of the day, you know, we have a goal, and, you know, our ultimate goal is to win games. And I'll definitely trade in a couple of those catches for a win anytime. So, yes, bittersweet. I don't know about beating them. We definitely saw today that if we play our best ball and eliminate the mistakes, we have a shot to play with the best of them. And we walk away with our heads high today.
You're down 14-0 pretty quick against.
It's scary. It's scary when you got Peyton Manning over there leading the offense, and you're down. It's a scary feeling, but with the character that's on the guys that have, you know, the leaders on this team and the character we have in the locker room, you know, we can't do anything but keep going.
You sense you could have a big game against this team?
Honestly, I went to my receiver coach before the game, and I told him, I think this is going to be the best game I've ever played. Just because of, you know, the environment, the situation, playing against the Colts. And I actually said it to Rich Tootin, too, our weightlifting coach. And he said, better than the 18 catch? I said, well, that wasn't anything. And I believe big players, you know, step up in big games, and this was the biggest game for us. And we fell short, but, you know, we got another matchup against Oakland next week.
Why did you see that?
Just the situation, you know. It's the biggest game this year for our team, going against a team that's undefeated, a defense that does a great job of keeping the ball out of the end zone. And these are the games where, you know, if you want to be considered as, you know, one of the top at what you do or elite, you have to step up to the challenge. And we fell short today.
Did you know you had 20 going into the last series? Did you know you had 20 going into the last series out there?
Someone came up to me and said I was close, and I didn't have an idea of where I was, but, you know, they did tell me that I was close. Before the game, I just felt her spirit and her vibe. She had my jersey on, and that's always a good feeling, being on the road and seeing your jersey in the stands. And, you know, my fans have been behind me through everything I've been through, and seeing me grow, you know, for them to still, you know, support me means a lot to me. Man, I've been through a lot.
Thanks a lot.
She was out there warm-ups. She was out there during warm-ups, and she actually took a picture of me and waved to me a couple of times, so I definitely felt the vibe.